We covered a mile in silence. Even though we didn't say anything, we were in dialogue. A peregrine dialogue, meaning two equals wandering around trying to work something out, as opposed to a Suvinian dialogue, where a fid is being taught by a mentor, or a Periclinian dialogue, which is combat. The road dovetailed into a larger one, lined with the mass-produced businesses where slines obtained food and stuff, enlivened by casinos, windowless industrial cubes wrapped in colored light. Back in some day when there had been more vehicles, the full width of the right-of-way had been claimed by striped lanes. Now there were a lot of pedestrians and people getting around on scooters and wheeled planks and pedal-powered contraptions. But instead of going in straight lines, they and we had to stitch together routes joining the pavement slabs that surrounded the businesses, as the sea surrounds a chain of islands. The slabs were riven with meandering cracks marked by knife-thin hedges of jumpweed that had been straining dirt and wrappers out of the wind for a long time. The sun had gone behind clouds shortly after dawn, but now it came out again. We ducked into the shade of a business that sold tires of different colors to young men who wanted to prettify their fetches and their souped-up mobs, and spent a minute rearranging our bolts to protect our heads. "You want something," I said. "You're grumpy you don't have it yet. I don't think that what you want is stuff, because you've paid no attention at all to any of this." I jerked my head at a display of iridescent new matter tires. Moving pictures of naked women with distended breasts came and went on the sides of the wheels. Jezri watched one of the moving pictures for a while, then shrugged. "I suppose I could leave and learn to like such things. Frankly, it seems pretty stupid. Maybe it helps if you eat what they eat." We moved on across the pavement slab. "Look," I said. "It's been understood at least since the Praxic Age that if you have enough Allswell floating around in your bloodstream, your brain will tell you in 100 different ways that everything is all right. And if you don't, you end up like you and me," he said. I tried to become angry, then surrendered with a laugh. "All right," I said. "Let's go with that. A minute ago, we passed a stand of blithe in the median strip." "I saw it too, and the one by the pre-owned pornography store." "That one looked fresher. We could go pick it and eat it, and eventually the level of Allswell in our blood would go up and we could live out here or anywhere and feel happy. Or we could go back to the Consent and try to come by our happiness honestly." "You are so gullible," he said. "You're supposed to be the Adharian's golden boy," I said. "You're supposed to be the one who swallows this stuff without question. I'm surprised, frankly."
"And what are you now, Raz? The cynical Prokian?"
So people seem to think."
"Look," Jezri said.
"I see the older of out working hard. Those who have upsight, who are illuminated by the light of Canoas."
He said this in a mocking tone. He was so frustrated that he veered and lunged in random ways as he moved from one thought to the next.
"They do theorics. Those who aren't so gifted fall back and cut stone or keep bees. The really miserable ones leave or throw themselves off the minster. Those who remain seem happy, whatever that means."
"Certainly happier than the people out here."
"I disagree," Jezri said. "These people are as happy as, say, Fra Orlo. They get what they want. Naked ladies on their wheels. He gets what he wants. Upsight to the mysteries of the universe."
"Let's get down to it, then. What do you want?"
"Something to happen," he said. "I almost don't care what."
"If you made a great advance in theorics, would that count?"
"Sure, but what are the odds I'll do that?"
"It depends on the givens coming in from the observatories."
"Right, so it's out of my control. What do I do in the meantime?"
"Study theorics, which you're good at. Drink beer. Have Tivian liaisons with as many sewers as you can talk into it. Why is that so bad?" He was devoting way too much attention to kicking a stone ahead of him, watching it bound across the pavement.
"I keep looking at the shrimpy guys in the stained glass windows," he said.
"Huh?"
"You know, in the windows depicting the Saunts. The Saunts themselves, they're always shown big. They fill most of the window. But if you look close, you can see tiny little figures in bolts and cords, huddled around their knees," I said. Yeah. Looking up at the Sant adoringly. The helpers, the fids, the second raiders who proved a lemma or read a draft somewhere along the way. No one knows their names, except maybe the cranky old fro who takes care of that one window. You don't want to end up as a knee-hugger, I said. That is correct. How does that work? Why some, but not others? So, you want a window all to yourself? It'd mean that something interesting happened to me, he said. Something more interesting than this. And if it came to a choice between that and having enough Allswell in your blood? He thought about that as we waited for a huge articulated Drummond to back out of our way. Finally, you ask an interesting question, he said. And after that, he was quite a pleasant companion.